With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
The crisp air of the end of time on an abandoned moon-based. That's it. I'm on a moon based. Oh, basting myself in the juices of a long dead moon. In your future, humanity will create the most vile monstrosities history has seen. But in a refreshing change, we'll market them properly.
Excuse me, Professor Carstairs?
Yes.
Just wanted to just drop off the reports before I sign off for the night. I'm just going to close up and go home.
Brad, could you stick around?
I got to pick up my kid from choir.
Excellent, thank you. I've only two hands, and I need a third hand to help me with this final experiment for the night, and then I'm going to go home. I just need a third hand to operate a lever.
Okay. Is it going to be...
No, it's just, I'm glad you walked in when you did. I'm operating the computer over here, and I need you to pull that lever. It's just on the opposite side of the room. Poor planning on my part. I went feng shui. Okay. I should have put the lever near the computer.
Okay, Professor.
So you just be over there at the lever.
It's just that I already punched out, so...
Oh, I know, it's fine. You know what? You'll get overtime for this. Don't you worry.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
I'm very wealthy. You can see I have levers and computers.
I know, you financed your own laboratory.
That's right. All right, are you ready? Punch in the thing.
This lever here?
Yeah, that's the one. Hold on. I'll give you the high sign. I will tell you when. Here we go.
I don't know what a high sign is.
Forget it. I'll just say go.
Okay.
Not now. Here we go. And go! Thank you, Kat. That's fantastic.
Done.
Bradley, listen. There's an ulterior motive to having you stick around.
I knew it.
Well, you will still get your bonus. Like, you'll get overtime.
Okay, it's just that my son is singing right now. As soon as he's done singing, he's going to expect his dad.
Oh, his dad will be there.
Okay, all
right. His dad will be there bigger and better than ever.
Okay.
Because what I need you to do is crawl inside this. Look at it. Isn't this wonderful? It's part machine, part reptile, and it needs a pilot.
Okay. Professor Carstairs.
Yes, Brad.
This is... You have talked me into piloting so many contraptions.
I know, but this time you won't be hurt at all, because I'm going to take your brain and put it inside this reptile robot.
I just don't believe that. Even the way you describe it sounds like it's going to hurt very badly.
Oh, no, it's half finished already. Your brain is out of your head. I've been talking to you the whole time while removing your brain.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see? And now we're going to put your brain into the lizard. I need a better name than lizard robot. Because it's more of a, not a lizard, but like a chameleon or like
a salamander?
That's it. It is. It looks like a salamander because it has the option of walking around on all four legs. But like a man, you could have it stand up. And it's also a robot, so I need
more like a droid? You think like a salamandroid?
That's it. Salamandroid. That'll cause fear in all of the city, won't it? Oh, hold on. Hello?
Oh, yes, I was just doing the rounds, walking down the hallway here, and I see your light's on, Professor. Is everything all right in here?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You, of course, know Brad.
Oh, yes, Bradley.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too, Constable O'Shaughnessy. Listen,
What you got on there?
My head's been cut open. My brain's been put in the salamandroids.
What?
Salamandroids? Isn't that frightening?
It's terrifying.
Salamandroids.
I work in branding. That's what I do.
Yes, you do. You work in branding. But, Professor, is this all cleared with your superiors?
The superior. And now this salamandroid will ensure that I'm everybody's superior.
For the record, Constable, this did not happen with my permission. Now, I am an employee, but I punched out before this happens. Just saying.
I am paying him overtime, and he did pull the lever, which basically says that he agreed to do it.
Indeed. It's like signing that contract when you download the new operating system.
There you go.
Right? And if you just go ahead and start using it, you've implicitly agreed to it.
Right. Thanks, Constable.
So I'll see you around.
Have a great night. Thanks.
All right. All right. You know, this is the last time this is happening. All right? I work in PR. I work in branding. That's why you hired me. I did not get hired to have my brain placed in the metal driving control capsule of an android salamander.
Well, don't worry about it, Brad. You're now the salamandroid. Your brain is running this machine. You're not physically driving it. You're mentally driving it. Now go pick up your kid and enjoy the recital.
Am I supposed to just take this home?
You're it now.
What about my body?
It's here if we ever need to put it. I'd put it in ice.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay. Dry ice or real ice?
Real ice.
All right.
Have a great night. Say hi to Kevin.
All right. God. Boy, I get taken advantage of so often at that job. Oh, God, I forgot I didn't drive today. Okay, wait for the bus.
All right, come on. Whoa!
I'm sorry, listen, I know it's exact change, but I left my change in my human form.
But this bus is for people, not for lizards. So sorry.
No, I'm not a lizard. As you can see, I'm completely metallic and chrome.
Whoa! I'm no racist, all right. But I'm looking at you and I'm saying this is a lizard in front of me.
So would you be more okay with this if I told you this was a salamandroid?
That's terrifying.
That's even more horrible and disgusting than what you appear to be.
Why are you threatening us?
All right, I'm out of here.
All right.
Well, look at him run.
Look at him go.
It's running.
You know what? This is a weird thing. I closed the door and his tail came off.
But he's got another tail!
Holy mackerel!
Gosh, now they don't like salamandroid? My whole self-worth is up in question. I thought I prided myself on branding techniques. I mean, I went to at marketing school for 6 years. I got a PhD in marketing. They don't like my salamandroid? That old lady might like it. Hey, old lady!
How can I? Oh, my!
Listen, I know you're terrified now, but take a good look at me. I'm the salamandroid.
Oh, please take my purse.
All right. Great. Nobody likes that name. Here's the school.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
I thought he was done when it started clapping. I feel bad.
Well, you're his teacher. You should know better.
What? Oh! Every children run a horrible robot lizard!
Clank, 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 clank.
What's it? Horrible robot clank, lizard?
Clank,
what?
Clank, 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 clank. I thought that was great, buddy.
What? What?
Marcus, it's me! It's Dad!
Dad?
Can you hear me?
It sounds like you, but your body is...
I know. My human form, it's on ice, son. Listen, it's work-related. I know you don't understand, but I'm a robot salamander now. Or maybe it'll make a little bit more sense if I tell you I'm a salamandroid.
That does sound cool. That does sound really cool, Dad.
I love you, buddy.
But Dad, what... What does this mean for our family? Like, are you going to go away now and start doing secret things?
I don't know, but to be honest, I'm not even sure how secret it's going to be the way Professor Carstairs is talking about it. It feels like I'm his agent in world domination.
Are you the first of a line of robot reptiles, Dad?
Can't even tell you. I work in marketing there. Now I'm a robot salamander. I don't know if he's planning on making different reptiles or getting into the mammal robot business.
Kind of like Island of Dr. Moreau kind of thing.
Yeah, like a robot island of Dr. Carstairs.
Wow. That sounds really kind of cool.
Well, I just named it now.
Wow, do you think, Dad, that I could become a robot thing?
Listen.
I know, Dad, I know that's not what you wanted from me. I remember when I was just a little kid, you always said you wanted me to grow up and do something, you know, worthwhile. Not like you, not get into, like, be a corporate whore and be a do that.
Listen, I don't want you to remember me, think of me the way I am the first 5 minutes I come home. I know I say corporate whore a lot.
You do. You say that all the time. You made me a T-shirt that said corporate whore.
You know what?
For my third birthday, you printed it on like a laser jet printer and then did the ironing transfer, and you made me wear that.
I'm a different guy in the first 5 minutes when I'm home from work, and then I take the edge off. And I'm a real family man after that. That's how I want you to think of me. All right? And maybe as the salamander, I can still be that guy for you.
You can still be my dad.
Listen. I'm always going to be your dad no matter what contraption my brain is locked inside of.
But when I introduce you to my friends and you come to the PA meetings and things like that, I say, this is my dad, and they'll go, I don't see the resemblance. They'll think I'm lying. They'll think I'm just trying to like be like super cool.
Well, I mean, you know, for those moments, you know, we can always ask Professor Carstairs if I can loan out, you know, my frozen original human body.
Or... be like you. I just become a robot the creature too.
Mick? Have I already named you?
It's Kevin Marcus.
Kevin or Marcus?
Both. Dad, is something happened to your brain?
I don't know. I think Professor Carstairs only gave me the cranial capacity for the jobs that he wants me to carry out.
Like Dad, you're struggling for words. You're different than you were. You're changing, Dad.
I don't want you to...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Think of me like this. I want you to think of me as
corporate whore.
No, not definitely not corporate whore or metallic killing machine. I want you to remember the family dad who would sit down after he freaks out and goes out on Professor Carstairs and the military industrial complex. Okay, after he's had one scotch to take the edge off, after he just cools out, plays some Wii with you, and reads you a story. Okay.
Attention. This is the army outside the school.
Dad, there are panzer tanks all around.
We know you're in there and are holding a child hostage.
Am I your hostage, Dad?
No, you're always going to be my son,
Dad,
all right?
Dad, you're squeezing my arm.
Listen.
Dad, you're squeezing me. It hurts, Dad.
Kevin, Andrew, Mick.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Kevin Marcus, Dad.
Kevin.
Kevin Marcus Bradley the second.
Kevin Marcus Bradley Jr.
The second.
The second. No matter what happens, okay?
Yeah.
No matter how often I...
Dad, what's wrong?
I'm gonna use you as a human shield.
Dad, you're the one who's metallic. I'm just flesh and blood. If I was metallic too, Dad, do this one thing. Do this one thing for me.
All right, okay, all right. Listen,
thank
I
you.
Want you to be whatever you want to be, so I'm not gonna say no to you becoming a robot, lizard, android.
That's all I've ever wanted, Dad, ever since Mom died.
Get inside.
All I've wanted... was to be like you and have you and me be a team.
Oh, boy.
Two against the world, Dad. And you show up at my recital as a salamandroid. I'm different now, and you won't let me be like you, but I see you're relenting.
I am. I'm glad you can see that. I'm glad there's some shred of humanity in my robot eyes, my LED liquid crystal eyes.
Yeah.
I think I'm crying. Am I crying?
Something's happening.
Something happening? I don't know.
This is what crocodiles do, though, to fake out things.
It's true. I'm going to use you as a human shield now.
Oh, Dad! My neck!
Outside.
Come on, everyone! Lower your weapons! He's using a child as a human shield for some reason!
Now listen, everybody!
The robot lizard can speak.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm not a robot lizard. I'm more of a salamandroid.
Meh.
Listen, I named the BlackBerry.
He based it on the configuration of the keys on the keyboard.
The child has Stockholm Syndrome.
No, no, no. This is my son. And I'm going to put him on my...
How does a robot lizard have a human son? It makes no sense.
I am Bradley Fitzgerald, the first. I'm a marketing PhD.
Corporate whore.
I'm a corporate goddamn whore.
So wait, this is all just a PR stunt? Everybody go home.
It's not a PR stunt.
No, everybody back. Point your guns at the robot.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Dad. Let's just... You can run, right? I mean, you have robotic enhancements. Can't we just leap away from here?
I am a salamandroid, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still really not impressed.
Get on my back, son.
Okay.
Clamber on.
Okay, here I go.
We had a chance to get the kid when he let go, but now the kid's... That's Stockholm Syndrome for you. It's right back on top of that robot.
All right, people of Earth, I mean, you know ill will. No matter.
You're an alien?
No, no.
You're an alien robot lizard? Give the child back.
God damn it, I'm Bradley Fitzgerald the First. I work in marketing for Carstairs Laboratories, and whatever my master makes me do from here on in...
He's being controlled by an evil master!
It is not...
From another planet!
No!
He's going to destroy us all and take our children!
It's a 53rd and Vine!
He's heading there!
Okay, well, yes, that's true!
Dad, leap away from here!
I'm out!
Wow, what a cool phrase.
I came up with it!
Dad, this is amazing. We're so high in the air.
Yeah.
I can feel the wind in my face. You're so strong, Dad.
I'm just getting used to my new powers.
This is great. Look at your hands, feet.
They're webbed.
Suckers on the tips.
I can touch anything and stick to it.
You're fantastic, Dad.
Give me a high five, buddy.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to pull back real fast, okay? You do the same thing.
All right, one, two, three. Yow! Oh!
God, your skin.
You took flesh off.
I'm real sorry.
Well, when I'm a robot, Dad, it'll be okay.
Perhaps.
Hopefully, Carstairs will be able to make my hand back the way it was.
I hope he's here. I mean, it's the end of the workday.
We've been airborne for a long time.
These are my powers. I'm just getting used to myself.
That webbing is working like... It's like in wings.
All right. I see 53rd and Vine right down there.
Okay, use your tail.
Oh, balance! All right, we're here. Let's go inside. I'm just gonna knock the wall down.
Wow.
Oh, what's... You could have used the door.
You're right, I could have. But now I'm a salamandroid.
That's right, my dad's a salamandroid.
Professor Carstairs, if I'm gonna be a salamandroid...
Which you are.
Then my son wants to be a something too.
Oh.
Yeah, what else do you have in your crazy... You know, mad scientist laboratory that you could make me into.
Well, I really only had the salamandroid idea just recently. I mean, everything else will seem like a cheap knockoff of the salamandroid.
So it's just me that you're going to make? I'm the only thing that you're going to use to enslave the human race?
Well, that was the plan. I mean, it is terrifying. I mean, a robot lizard. I mean, it's not like I made a digital iguana or anything
like that.
Digital
iguana?
What's that?
Do you have an iguana in here?
Well, I have this robot carcass shaped like an iguana, but, I mean, it's all digital. There's no, it's no wire. It's a hard concept, but it is basically the same thing. It's just I like the sound of salamandroid better than digiguana.
Digiguana.
Digiguana's really good.
That's cool.
I don't know if I could have thought of digiguana. Oh, stupid Bradley Fitzgerald.
It's okay, Dad. It's okay, Dad. It's okay. You can't be everything to everyone.
You're right.
But you can be my father.
Mick. Marcus. Captain.
I thought his name was Brad. Well, your name's Brad. I'm very confused. I thought he was a junior.
Marcus II. Kevin Ed. Bradley the Second.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald.
Yes, Dad.
I'm always going to be your dad, no matter what happens.
Even when I'm a digiguana?
Especially when you're a digiguana.
And now you're a digiguana. The process is complete.
Whoa, that was fast. I hardly felt
your brain out of your head.
I'll put your body on ice with your dad so you'll always be together. Now, Salamandroid and Digiguana can go take over the planet as father and son in my name.
Wow. Dad, I feel so strong. You are strong. You know what? You've always been strong.
I have.
And now it's coming out. That's hard work. Paying off.
Yeah. Look at what my tongue can do.
Wow.
Gross.
grab things from far away.
You can get online with that. It plugs right into any DSL line.
Of course. It's my way I can jack in.
Yeah, listen, we have to talk about that.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, the time you spend in the shower, I just want to make sure that, you know,
is it time for that talk?
Go!
All right.
Go, my minions, Salamandroid and Digiguana. Take over the planet in the name of Carstairs,
as father and son.
Okay.
All right.
Well, buddy, well, here we go. I mean, I don't know where to begin.
I know, the world is before us. We could do anything, right?
I guess one thing that's on the mind of my mind is...
bank robbery?
Sure. But also...
yeah?
Yeah, it's been a long time since your mom died, and...
uh-huh.
I'm just really lonely, and... I joined an online thing.
Site. You did?
Yeah.
You know, those things are really not very reliable. They game the profile so that, you know...
I've been chatting with somebody, you know, across the country...
Do they know, though, that
I'm a Salamandroid?
Yeah. And that your son is a...
Digiguana?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it just happened. So there's no way anyone could know that.
Aren't these things updated all the time?
Yeah, it's true. I should probably update my profile page, but I'm a little afraid she won't like me when she sees who I am.
You know what? If she's worth anything, if she's worthy of you, being a partner with you and a mother to me, she can get past appearances.
Maybe we should go visit.
Gentlemen, please. I've heard your story. I made this robot Komodo Dragon. If you would find a woman who you would enjoy, bring her back and I'll put her brain in this robot Komodo Dragon and you'll have a Komodo Dragon.
Wow. Dad?
I don't know why he even hired me. He's so good at branding.
He is really very good.
Yeah, I don't think you missed your calling, Professor.
I'm really only good with, like, reptiles and robots.
I guess it's a pretty narrow field.
Well, you named the Blackberry.
Yeah, I sure did.
You find that woman, I'll put her in this robot.
She owns a small bookstore in Seattle.
All right, well then, let's go.
Get on my back!
I don't need to get on your back anymore, Dad. I'm an iguana.
I'm so proud of you. Let's go!
Salamandroid, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Bradley, Lee Smart as Constable O'Shaughnessy, the bus driver, and Kevin Marcus, the Digiguana, and Nug Nargang as Professor Carstairs, the bus passenger, the old lady, the teacher, and the army general. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.